individuals who have made a personal decision that they no longer want the responsibility of owning a firearm. We'll give them a safe place to drop that off. And we've had some corporate sponsors that have provided us with gift cards that we will return to those individuals that drop off these firearms. We know that last year alone we had 147 burglaries throughout the county where guns were stolen from within the home. So generally, if a person no longer wants a gun that they may have acquired from a deceased relative, or perhaps they may have bought the gun when they were single and that now they're married and have kids and they don't want that responsibility, and they still have a conscientious issue with, you know, putting it on Craigslist or selling it to another individual, we give them that opportunity, just like unwanted medications, to drop that gun off and we'll properly dispose of it.
And what prompted the agency to do this?
Well, we have it's a service that we want to offer. You know, sheriff's number one priority is violent crime. As you know, a couple weeks ago, we arrested 13 convicted felons that were selling sawed-off shotguns. They were selling guns illegally, and a lot of the things that were being sold were actual federal violations, because we had one individual that was manufacturing silencers. And so, you know, that was one slice of the pie, if you will. This is just another one. You know, there's a lot of debate on, you know, what obviously, you know, in the last month on the issues of gun violence, and you know, there's not one single answer, and we know that, you know, there's not one single approach that's going to help reduce crime. We know that this is not going to be bad guys turning in guns. But these are guns that we know that those individuals that don't want them anymore, we know, because we're going to destroy them, and they voluntarily turn them in, that they won't get out there on the street and get in the hands of criminals.
You mentioned some incentives for folks who want to turn in their firearms. Can you be more specific and give us some examples of what those incentives are?
The Sheriff's Office has partnered with our corporate community, and they have donated funds for this operation, and what we'll be doing is we'll be giving out $75 as well as a fun pack, which would include race tickets or tickets to the Lightning. So you know, it's an incentive for those that, you know, to get up and come down and bring them down there, and, you know, and we're positive about it. We think it's going to be very successful, and we're looking for a big turnout.